government will sell part of its shareholding in Bank of Ireland. The Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, has announced that the sale will take place over the next 6 months. Bank of Ireland Group Chief Executive Francesca McDonagh welcomed the announcement, said that state investment in Bank of Ireland over a decade ago, when banks were in danger of collapse, should never have been needed, but the bank will always be grateful for the support it received. Our business editor Will Goodbody has the story. What's happened this morning, Will?
Well, this just coming in the last few minutes, Gavin, in a statement from the Department of Finance to the stock market. And in it, the Minister for Finance announces, as you say, his intention to sell part of the state's 13.9% shareholding in Bank of Ireland. He says the sale will take place over approximately the next 6 months through a pre-arranged trading plan that will be managed by Citigroup. And they were appointed to the role from the Department of Finance's panel of financial advisors following a mini-tender. The statement says that under the trading plan, Citi have been mandated to effect a measured and orderly sell down of shares in the company on behalf of the minister. Now, the number of shares sold will depend on market conditions, amongst other factors, the statement says. And in order to ensure that the taxpayers' interest is protected, shares will not be sold below a certain price per share, which the Department of Finance will keep under review. Now, the trading plan will become operational, the statement says, in the coming days and will terminate no later than 6 months from that point, but can be renewed at the minister's discretion. And in the statement, the minister says the announcement marks the start of a phased exit from the state's remaining investment in Bank of Ireland. He points out that when all cash flows are taken into account, the taxpayer has already recorded a surplus on its investment in and support for the bank, even before the sales of these shares are accounted for.
Tell us more about what the bank is saying.
Yeah, well, Francesca McDonagh has, as you said, issued a statement this morning. She welcomed the announcement. She said this is a positive step for Irish taxpayers, the Irish economy and Bank of Ireland. And she said the state investment in Bank of Ireland over a decade ago should never have been needed, but the bank will always be grateful for the support it received. She adds that the bank repaid the taxpayer by 2013, and today's announcement begins a process which will add to the returns already received and also marks an important moment in normalising the relationship between the Irish state and Bank of Ireland. Of course, all this comes at an important time for Bank of Ireland. It's, you know, keen to plough its own furrow, so to speak, and it's currently in talks with KBC Bank Ireland about acquiring its performing loan portfolio, and it's also reported to still be in the hunt for Davy Stockbrokers, which is currently for sale.
Remind us, Will, of why, of the background to all this, and why the state had a significant shareholding in Bank of Ireland.
Yeah, well, effectively because Bank of Ireland needed to be propped up by the state as a result of the financial crash. The state's initial investment in the bank dated back to early 2009, when the then Minister for Finance directed that the National Pension Reserve Fund make an investment of $3.5 billion in preference shares issued by the bank. Then the following year, the state converted $1.7 billion of this investment into ordinary shares, and in 2011 then invested another €200 million in equity, again via the National Pension Reserve Fund. Then in July 2011, the minister also directly invested €1 billion in Bank of Ireland contingent capital notes. So the total investment in Bank of Ireland was €4.7 billion. Since then, the group has returned around €6 billion to the state, making it the only Irish bank to have repaid the Irish taxpayer for its support. So by May of last year, the state had overall generated a net positive cash return of around €1.2 billion from its overall support for and investment in the bank. Now, the state's 14% equity stake in Bank of Ireland has a current market value based on the current share price of around €670 million, and Bank of Ireland's overall value is about €4.8 billion, and its shares closed at about €4.49 yesterday, but they had been as low as €1.42 in April of last year, and haven't really been much more than about €11 in the last decade. But clearly the government thinks the timing is right for this phased exit. Obviously the timing is important because the state is under pressure from a financial perspective because of the pandemic, so clearly it sees this is a good time to start selling down that share.
Will, thank you. That's our business editor, Will Goodbody.